This is Matt Wells at UN News. The recent sentencing of militia members in the Central African Republic for the 2017 killing of civilians and UN peacekeepers has sent a strong message that impunity will not be tolerated. That's the assessment of Lieutenant General Bala Keita of Senegal, outgoing force commander at the UN Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in the country, known by the French acronym MINUSCA. During a recent visit to New York, he spoke to Diane Penn about the verdict, the impact of a peace agreement signed last year between the government and 14 armed groups, and growing international support for the UN's Action for Peacekeeping initiative. But first, Lieutenant General Keita, who has 45 years of military and peacekeeping experience, including in Darfur, explained what motivated him to serve with the UN.
First of all, I think it's because, you know, coming from a country that have a long traditional, you know, history with peacekeeping. As you know, Senegal, you know, got independence in 1960. And few months after the independence, we went to Congo in peacekeeping mission. So since then, you know, that tradition of just, you know, trying to, you know, go around the world and help, you know, people that are suffering has been established. And then I grew up with that tradition. And I think that most important thing that, you know, pushed me to join peacekeeping is, as an African, I have seen a lot of suffering in my own continent. And maybe somehow I felt like I had to do something.
And, sir, your assignment is coming to an end. And this also coincides with 1 year marking of the Peace and Reconciliation Agreement. Can you tell us what impact has this agreement had on the UN force there?
Well, I'm glad that we have reached to, you know, having a peace agreement, because I joined the Central African Republic in 2015. It was not an easy thing, you know, but we managed to keep the situation under control till we have a peace agreement. As you know, there is no other solution than political solution with, you know, peace operations. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it depends, for us, it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's bringing additional task to the force. Because beside the normal mandate and task of protection of civilians, institutions, so we got that one to, you know, protect the peace agreement and to make it work. And we are doing everything possible to keep the armed group within that peace agreement. And it takes a lot of, you know, operational activities in the framework of the peace agreement. That means additional task that we have got through the peace agreement, but it's a very, you know, rewarding task. And then it's showing that so we are getting somewhere.
Now, just recently, we had this verdict in the Central African Republic concerning the sentencing of 28 militiamen for the killing of civilians and UN peacekeepers, I think in Bangassou in 2017. Can you tell us what was your reaction on hearing the verdict?
Yes, I mean, you know, that day it felt a sense of relief and closure. Because as you know, you mentioned it, we have lost around 12 peacekeepers in the event around Bangassou. That's a lot. So knowing that, you know, part of the, it's not all of them, but at least part of them have been sentenced, you know, and then justice has been, you know, served, is, you know, a bit of relief. And for the families, because I know the families also will, you know, have more, you know, trust to the UN, knowing that, you know, okay, so our sons, they went there, you know, they got killed, but the UN did not stop there. They did everything possible so that the justice can be served. And on top of that, I think it's a good message for all those bad guys somewhere, just to let them know that, you know, whatever you do, you're going to pay one day. Impunity will not, you know, last long for you.
And this incident was indicative of the kind of difficulties that peacekeepers face. And the United Nations has this initiative, the Action for Peacekeeping Initiative. And through it, the UN and partners are working to make peacekeeping operations stronger and safer, including through making sure peacekeepers are better equipped and trained. Can you give us an example of how MINUSCA has shown progress in this area?
Yes, I think that action for peacekeeping has helped the mission a lot. But now we have a better units that are arriving in the mission, to just say. I think part of it, you know, in line with, you know, reduce the vulnerability of the peacekeepers, providing them with the right equipment. I think now almost, you know, half of the battalions, they have got an additional mechanized unit to increase, you know, the protection of the peacekeepers. We have got, you know, also additional units that are fit for the purpose of nowadays peace operations. We call them battle groups. And the most important part of it is all these, you know, changes are being done, you know, in close cooperation with the TCCs that are the partners.
May I just stop you there for a moment, because you use the acronym TCCs, and perhaps listeners may not know what that is. Could you just explain?
Troop Contributing Countries.
Thank you very much.
That is the countries that are providing the UN with units. And, I mean, they have understood that initiative of the Secretary General, and then they are supporting it 100%. And it's making it easy for the peacekeepers to get what they need. And I think the mindset has changed. Yeah? Now the troop contributing countries, the other partners in training, everybody has embarked in the same direction just to do what is needed to be done. In the past, it was not the case. People were just reluctant, you know, to support the peace. And that change of we have felt it. And that's why we have been very successful in, you know, really protecting the civilian population. Because with that proactive and offensive capability that we have got, so we could better protect the civilian population. And then we could also make it easier for our peacekeepers to do the protection of the civilians. So those two combined, I think, really, the action for peace that we have felt that it has, you know, the momentum has changed in peacekeeping. And we see that, you know, something will happen. And down the road, the performance of the units. So we are working closely with New York to make sure that all the contingents that are, you know, well-trained, evaluated before they got to the mission. Even when they got to the mission, there is the process continues, you know, to evaluate them and then to try to, you know, I mean, rectify the shortfalls and make sure that the expectations are met.